Blog Talk Radio.
And good Thursday morning. As we near the weekend, Jeff Wirtz back in the Blog Talk Radio studios getting you ready for what is going to be another big day. Seems like we say that all throughout the month of April and May, but it is going to be a busy, busy day in the world of sports. We'll get to playoff action in just a little bit because there is plenty of playoff action to talk about both in the NBA and NHL. We'll get to that in just a little bit. But of course, we cannot start anywhere else but in the MLB last night at the K, Kauffman Stadium. We knew it was going to be a pitcher-dominated game. We knew that. We were aware of that when we saw the matchup. And this was a matchup that I had been looking forward to, despite having the wrong Royals starting pitcher. I had been looking forward to this day for quite some time when the Royals and Giants meet up for game two of their two-game series. Kansas City gets the victory last night. And Jason Vargas. Jason F. Vargas. Amazing last night once again. 7 innings, 4 hits, 9 strikeouts. Just think about that. 9 strikeouts of Giants hitters that are very, very talented. Vargas' ERA, 0.44. In 5 appearances. 0.44. That's incredible. That is just absolutely balls to the wall. Incredible. The offense was not there again. We talked about this yesterday. That offense has just been terrible again. Left 7 on base last night, including multiple runners in scoring position. Just, again, another awful night. 2 for 7 with runners in scoring position. Did get those 2 key runs home, and it was enough as Jason Vargas, again, was just absolutely remarkable. And when I say remarkable, put this in perspective a little bit. The Royals' rotation in the last 5 games has allowed 3 runs. In 34 and two-thirds innings, they have allowed 3 runs. That is a team ERA of 0.78. That's incredible. Absolutely remarkable. A 0.78 ERA for the starters in this season. Overall, a 2.25 ERA. For the Royals rotation. That is more than a run better than the next closest. A run better is a long way in the starting range. A long way. You're talking 10 more home runs. Look at it on the opposite side. You're talking 15 more RBIs. You're talking 20 more RBIs than the next highest. A run differential is huge. This pitching staff is getting it done. The offense could be a lot better. Shout out to Mike Moustakas and Salvador Perez. Moose, what a hustle play. We bagged on Moose. We bagged on Moose for a long time. Moose came into spring training, came into the regular season in a different shape than normal. He wasn't in the best shape. Let's just call a spade a spade. He wasn't in the best shape of his life coming in. But man, he knows how to hustle. And that hustle play got them their first run. That dive into first base on an infield hit, it's insane to do, but you have to love the respect. You have to respect the love for – you love the respect and you respect the love that Mike Moustakas shows in this game. He just absolutely plays all out every single pitch. And that's something that we haven't seen. I feel like we haven't seen that from the Royals, from the Cornerstones. I feel like we hadn't seen that throughout the first, 14, 15 point games of this season. I felt like we hadn't seen the fire that we saw in Mike Moustakas throughout the first 13 games this season. I felt like we hadn't seen that completely until last night, and they finally turned some things around, get the 2-0 win. So excited for the Royals. They wrap up that series, wrap up the homestand now. They head out on the road. We'll talk about their game with the Rangers in just a little bit. But do want to move on to the playoff action last night. And a story making news, and I don't know how it's making news. I get it. It's fun to look at stat boxes. It's enjoyable to look at stat boxes. Fun to see Russell Westbrook had a 50-point game last night. That's great. Russell Westbrook with another triple-double last night. 51, 13 assists, and 10 rebounds. That's awesome. That's incredible. But his team lost, and his team is now in a 2-0 hole to the Houston Rockets in the first round. Congratulations, Russ. You got your triple-double. You got your impressive point total, but your team lost. Your points don't matter. The points, your solo points don't matter if the team points are behind the others. They just don't matter. They don't matter at all. You can get your scoring title. Congratulations. But if your team's out in the first round, so, does it matter? The Rockets get the 115-111 victory. They open up a 2-0 series lead. Also winning last night, the Washington Wizards with a 109-101 victory. John Wall with 32 points and 9 dimes. His team gets the win, however, again, 109-101 over the Hawks. The Wizards now with a 2-0 series lead. Also a 2-0 series lead for the Golden State Warriors. They once again get by the Trailblazers last night, 110-81. Steph Curry, 19 points for the Warriors in this ballgame, and they get the big-time victory over the Portland Trailblazers last night. They get a 29-point victory over the Trailblazers. Three players in double figures for the Golden State Warriors. Steph Curry leads it with 19-16 for Klay Thompson, and Golden State wins their game 110-81. All three teams last night opening up a 2-0 series lead. Washington, Houston, and Golden all with victories. Next up for the NBA tonight, we'll take a quick look at the schedule going on tonight. Is game 3 between the Cavs and the Pacers. The Cavs leading that series 2-0. Game 3 in a tied series between the Raptors and Bucks going on tonight. That one coming from Milwaukee. That'd be solo game on NBA TV. The Raptors taking on the Bucks. Again, game 3, that should tip around 7 o'clock tonight. And in the late game, it is San Antonio taking on Golden State. The Spurs have a chance to get a big-time hold on this series. Memphis just has to get back into it with a victory tonight. That one coming from the FedEx Forum in Memphis. So, again, your slate tonight, Cavs, Pacers, at 6, Raptors Bucks at 7, and Spurs Grizz at 8:30. In hockey last night, the hockey playoffs, 4 games going on in the NHL. It was the Capitals tying their series with the Maple Leafs after a 5-4 victory. The Caps had a 4-1 lead going into the second period, but could not get anything going after that. However, they maintained that lead. They get the 5-4 victory over the Maple Leafs. The Senators wait until the third period to get their goal, and that was enough for them as they take the 1-0 win over the Bruins. They now have a 3-1 series lead. Also with a 3-1 series lead, the Blues, they fall last night, however, to the Minnesota Wild as Minnesota gets the 2-0 victory, trying to stay in their series. The Blues cannot close it out with a Game 4 victory. However, the team that did close it out last night with a Game 4 victory, the Ducks, sweep the Flames after a 3-1 victory last night. Calgary just could not put up any sort of penalty kills. They could not get any sort of push going, and they end up falling to the Ducks 3-1. So Calgary sent home early after being swept by the Ducks in this series. 4 games tonight in the NHL. It is Rangers Canadiens game five for New York and Montreal. That one should be a good one. 7 o'clock start on CBS Sports Network for the Rangers and Canadiens. Penguins and Blue Jackets. Pittsburgh leading that series 3-1. They can close it out tonight against Columbus. And in the late games, it is Blackhawks, Predators, as well as Sharks, Oilers. The Predators leading their series against Chicago 3-0. Chicago, a perennial deep run team, is against the wall right now. The defending champions may see their season end early if they cannot get a victory tonight against the Nashville Predators. That game on at 7 o'clock. NBC Sports Network is where you can find it. And in the late game on NBC Sports Network, it is the Sharks and the Oilers. Game 5 between those two, with that series tied at 2 games apiece. So again, your matchups tonight: Rangers, Canadians, Blue Jackets, Penguins, Blackhawks and Predators, and Sharks and Oilers. Before we get into the Royals matchup tonight, because I do want to talk about the matchup on the mound tonight for the Royals and the Rangers, as it is Duffy Day in Royals Nation. A couple of quick stories outside, however, and a couple of one a wow story and one a get off their back story. First of all, in a wow story, Serena Williams. Serena Williams announced yesterday that she is expecting a baby this fall. Great. Fantastic. You know, good for Serena. Well-deserved. Here's the point of the story that kind of got pushed under the rug. Serena Williams is far enough along in her pregnancy that we ended up doing the math. She won the Australian Open while pregnant. That is how good Serena Williams is. Based on the timeline that she offered, Serena Williams was pregnant when she won the Australian Open. That is dominating a sport. That is owning women's tennis. Congratulations to Serena Williams. Looking forward to what is going to come out of that. We have a super athlete that's going to be the next Williams. We have a super athlete. And if she's anything like Mama, she is going to dominate sports over the next 20 years. Looking forward to that. All right, before we get to the Royals, Can we get off their back? Can we get off the New England Patriots' back? Yesterday, it was released that pictures were thrown out of the New England Patriots visiting the White House yesterday. The New England Patriots visited the White House yesterday. A photo was taken with President Trump. It compared that to the president, the picture taken with President Obama in 2015. Much, much smaller. So this sends the internet into a panic. This sends the internet up in arms. Oh, they're protesting. No one wants President Trump in there. Everybody is protesting. Get off their back. Tom Brady has now been there 5 times. Tom Brady has won the Super Bowl 5 times. What do you get when you win the Super Bowl? You get a trophy and you get a trip to the White House. After 5 times, it's not that special anymore. I understand. People are going to get fired up about this. I understand. For guys that have been there multiple times. Now, Gronk was still loving it. If you didn't see the video with Gronk and Sean Spicer yesterday, Gronk was being Gronk, no matter if he's at the White House, no matter if he's at a frat party. Gronk will be Gronk. Get off their back. Guys just don't have to go to the White House every year. There are some, yes, that were doing it in quote-unquote protest. There were some. Tom Brady had a family emergency. There were some that just didn't want to go. Again, they've been there. They know what it's like. Let those guys that haven't been there, let those rooks, let those new talent, new champions get their first ever taste of this. I'm not mad that 25 Patriots went to the White House yesterday. I'm not mad. I'm not even slightly upset by this. Once you go, you can say you've won. It's like winning. It's not like winning a Super Bowl. Winning a Super Bowl is unique each and every time. Going to the White House 5 times. It's not unique. After a while, it's not unique. Get off the Patriots' back. Just absolutely get off their back. Nobody said this about the Yankees in the 90s. Nobody said it about the Yankees in the 90s. Nobody said, oh, why isn't this guy? You can't tell me that at one time or another, a star player from the New York Yankees in the mid-90s did not go to the White House. And it wasn't via protest. It was via, I don't feel like going. It was, I want to hang out with my kids today. It's the off season. I want to do what I want to do. I just get off their back. All right, let's take a look at the pitching matchup tonight. Royals and Rangers starting tonight. Globalife Park in Arlington, a 7 o'clock start for the Rangers and Royals. Danny Duffy going to the mound. Happy Duffy Day. 1.80 ERA. Duff has been dominating over his last few outings. Had a very interesting last game. Got that win over the Angels. 3 hits, 1 run, and 7 innings while striking out 6. A very nice outing against a tough Angels team. He tries to continue at, and we see a Texas team that he has faced. We don't see a lot of new guys in this lineup. In fact, on the entire Texas roster, there are only 3 guys that Duffy has not faced. There are only 3 guys. One of those being a very heavy hitter in Joey Gallo. The other one being Jonathan Lucroy, 2 very big hitters. But these are guys that Duffy has faced, and Duffy has been very, very good against. Held Elvis Andrews to 1-for-4. He's held Rougned Odor 2-1-3. Rougned Odor has as many hits off Danny Duffy as he has hits against Jose Bautista. I just had to get the Joey Bats reference in there. I just had to get the punch reference in there. This one is going to be, I can't say a cakewalk for Duff, but it's going to be a very nice night for Danny Duffy. It's going to be a 7 innings of very well-pitched baseball. We don't need to worry about Danny Duffy in this game. We need to worry about the damn bats. Someone picking up anything in this game. Three guys have gotten RBI off of Andrew Cashner, the former New York Yankee, Andrew Cashner. Only four guys have been able to get RBI off of him: Eric Hosmer, Mike Moustakas, and Lorenzo Cain. Four RBI in total coming off of Andrew Cashner in his career against the Royals. So you're going to see another pitching matchup tonight. You're going to see which offense can bust through first. And I like the Royals' chances in this game. Texas right now, a hard luck, 5-10. But I think you can say the same thing about Kansas City. They have lost some close games. They have lost games that they should have easily won. A little bit of struggle early on, no doubt. But with Danny Duffy on the mound, you have to feel good about going in to this game. And Cashner still has yet to get a win against the Royals. And we hope that he continues that tonight. But again, Royals and Rangers tonight, 7:05 from Globe Life Park in Arlington. Royals and Rangers. The Kansas City Royals trying to get back over 500. They get to 500. Now trying to get back over it once again with a victory tonight. The first of three games against the Texas Rangers coming up in the next few days. We will take a look at your entire weekend in sports and a whole lot more on tomorrow's show. As for today, I am way over time. I apologize to you. I apologize to BTR for having to trim this thing down. But again, I am way over time. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for listening consistently. We are sneaking up on 400 shows. And I thank you so much for listening in the entire time. As for today, Jeff Ford signing off. Have a great Thursday. We'll be back here tomorrow with the week.